18th, 2016 at 9:09 a.m. Mr. Finley, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for the great God that you are. Just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that you sent to die on the cross for us. And we praise you, God, for the opportunity to freely accept salvation. We want to pray, God, that you would just be with us today. Just give us guidance in all we do, all the leaders, not just here in Taney County, but throughout the state, throughout the nation. Just be with them and give them guidance and wisdom. Help them to do the things that you'd want them to do. Help them do things that would be pleasing to you. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to come before you and pray for those that might need your helping, healing, and comforting hand, and we do that, God. We lift those up to you and pray that you be with them in a special way. Thank you again for watching over us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any commission remarks?
Yes, I've got some. The Taney County Commission sits here in authority of all the things that we do throughout our meeting. Last week, we have a policy that we don't respond to public comment. And that was set, as I've sat here for my 12th year, and that was set 4 or 5 years ago. And I'd like to see that policy changed because of exactly what took place last week here with a couple of elected officials coming forward and criticizing the county commission on the way that we run our meetings. And the facts are that those elected officials have jobs to do that should be taken care of, and the fact that we are requested by an elected official to have an attorney present in all of our meetings, it's kind of ridiculous because that elected official himself has 2 EEOC cases. He's the one that needs to carry an attorney around with him. And the fact that he demands that we have one present in our meetings, we have that attorney available whenever we need him. Things get kind of hypocritical here in the county commission when we can't respond or have a policy not to respond back to things that are totally ridiculous and totally false that are presented to this board. So I'm requesting that this county commission look at changing the policy. I know sometimes it builds into theatrics, but it needs to be stopped. We run our meetings according to what we see as the proper procedure. So there's several other things that I had to say this morning. I'll probably wait and say them next week. I'm not feeling the best this morning, and I'll just put an end to it at that.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 441463 through 441539, warrant 6550 through 6556. With discussion.
Second.
We have a second with some discussion.
Question on one check. And Dan, you might know. I'm not sure if Danny found out if it's. It's one out of one of our offices.
I looked at them this morning. See how that's. Is the question whether that was on the billing sheet?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to hold those checks till further, till you discover more? Or?
You want to hold that one?
Just hold it to her and. Reserve the right to hold any check that we.
I'm in my motion to approve checks numbers 441463 through 441522, 441524 through 441539, warrant 6550 through 6556.
I'm going to amend my second. Is that the only one that you... Okay. Motion to amend my second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
It doesn't matter. Check number 441523 was held. Make sure that the minutes reflect... that they were at that meeting. Well, that we want to find out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why we're holding it. I want to find out and make sure that the minutes reflect.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Approval of previous minutes for July 11th, 2016.
That they were at that meeting. Was that your question?
Well, the question is, yeah, they were at one of them, but not. We just need to look at the, again. It's
okay.
Our, just so the media knows, we're not holding anybody else's checks other than one of our own.
Yeah.
But we, I just want to make sure that there's
proof.
Proof
okay.
That there's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for July 11, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement.
Motion to approve the field dirt agreement between Taney County and Larry Summers. Larry lives on the Pine Top Road out there, so I don't know that there's any other right in that area, so.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Presentation of check in support of the septic pump out program and water quality programs update.
Thank you very much. First, if I could, and good morning.
Get your name.
Do I need to turn that on? My name is Gopala Borschelt. I'm the Senior Projects Director for Ozarks Water Watch.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me this morning. I wanted to just give an overview of what our partnership is on the pump out program.
Okay.
I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yes.
John Suti working on that primarily with the county. And we support that very much. We're very excited to be part of that, because it does get awareness out to the population about the need to maintain a septic system. It's not set it and forget it. It does have to be maintained on a regular basis. So we wanted to help stretch the dollar that the county has put into that program, offering 100% of the pump out and to people who sign up for it. We were able to have this opportunity through Missouri Department of Conservation and a grant to us from them to offer back to the county $50 per pump out that they do. So that's what this check is, and I'm happy to be here. I'd like to hand that to whoever in a minute here. And then as far as a water quality update, I can answer any questions that you might want to have on that. I don't know how long I need to go, except for we do have the septic pump-out program throughout the Upper White River Basin at the $50 level that we're offering to Stone County, parts of Christian and Lawrence, and the rest of the Upper White River Basin on Missouri side. So if people are not in Taney County, they can still get a $50 rebate by calling our office.
So this check you have today is for the pump outs in Taney County.
That's right.
Okay.
Do your
go ahead, Danny. I'm sorry.
Do your rules and regs on the pump out, does it operate the same as ours as far as like when we have them open the tank space? Because sometimes that gets into a lengthy situation to where they don't know where their tank's at even.
Right. Yeah.
And so we don't start ours prior to the process until the tank's open, and then we send the people there and the pump out starts at that point. We don't pay for somebody to come in there with a backhoe and open that up. And I think that's important to broadcast that they need to have their tank ready to pump whenever it comes in place. And second thing I want to say is we really appreciate the fact that someone else gets on board with this. We, as Taney County, we try to pursue the clean water effort as much as anybody else when it comes to the septic systems, and we have an extensive sewer program in a sewer district that works to that level, and we appreciate any help that's participated in. So.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate all of the work that you guys do and want to support you any way we can and get the word to you so that you can help people in other counties too or people that you know. So thank you very much.
If I remember right, whenever you came and did the presentation, how long ago was that? Whenever we first, if I remember right, in the meeting, whenever you came. The pump out program, whenever you're kind of telling us about that, is whenever the commission at that time said to you, hey, can we partnership some way? Because you guys had some grants and so what Danny was talking about with the locating of the septic, that's